You're listening to the Andre Segovia Show.
And this is the Andre Segovia Show. I am your host, Andre Segovia. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I wanted to give you all an update as to the fallout of that statewide rent cap law, AB 1482, that California Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law October 8, 2019. That basically meant that it's official. As of January 1st, 2020, there will be a statewide rent cap and just cause evictions permitted only. And as I mentioned in the previous episode where I talked about the fallout that would happen because of that, that it would lead to mass evictions. Well, I was correct, to which is why the Los Angeles City Council voted to implement a moratorium on 30 to 60 day termination notices. Los Angeles unanimously voted on October 15, 2019 to create a moratorium on termination notices until such time that the new law goes into effect. While the city attorney has not yet drafted the language of the moratorium, city council has requested the language include a retroactive provision making the law go into effect as of October 8, the date on which AB 1482 was signed. What this means for owners with properties in Los Angeles that are not already under the Los Angeles Rent Control Ordinance in that any 30 to 60 day notice of termination served on or after October 8, 2019 will be arguably unenforceable. So in other words, what I had mentioned, that in order for anyone to get the market rate rent on your unit, you couldn't do that with tenants that you have existing in a lease that's at least 12 months in length, because if you try to update or increase the rent since March 15, 2019, the new law, AB 1482, retroactively goes all the way back to March 15th. So anything done before March 14th is fair game. After that, if you raise your rents to market rate, you got to bring them all the way back down to March 15th levels and then adjust for the rate increase from then. Yes, it's a law that takes place in the future, but it has a retroactive effect all the way back to March 15th, which is ridiculous, but that's the way they did it. And I had mentioned the only way that owners were going to be able to circumvent all this was mass evictions. And that's exactly what's happening. So Los Angeles City Council voted to stop that from being allowed to be enforced. This basically is what they say is supposed to be a tenant protection thing. And what they're really doing here is exercising control over private property. They're controlling every single aspect of your lives and livelihood. Every time they try to do something for the benefit of all through government programs, it goes backwards. They get in debt. And then they say they didn't spend enough and they're not taxing the rich enough and such, so on and so forth. I could get very, very vocal on this, but without having to go down that route, because I'm sure you heard some of these arguments before, I'd rather save that for a different episode. This one is merely information. This is what's happening, and I'm informing you all because other cities are also taking notice of this. So Long Beach is trying to do the same, to try to pass a moratorium. And it's a group that I support called Better Housing for Long Beach, led by Joni Weir, have filed a lawsuit calling AB 1482 unconstitutional and the rent control that's trying to be imposed in Long Beach itself also unconstitutional. So I'll deliver more updates as we get more information on these things. So stay tuned to the Andre Segovia Show. You're going to want to hear all the craziness that's going to happen between now and December 31st. And that does it for this episode of The Andre Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, subscribe, stay in the know. Let everybody you know about this show. The show only grows with your continued support and being able to spread the word, because there have been attempts to silence my voice already before I even get even bigger through YouTube and also Twitter. So help me reach out a bigger audience, because this information needs to be widespread. I'll see you on the next one.